Good morning. Welcome to St. James. We know many of you are joining us from all over the country and all over the world, and it's really exciting to bring all of us together virtually as well with all of our Zoom members, as well as our parishioners that are here with us today, and maybe even some visitors. So welcome here to St. James. We'd like to remind all of you at home to sing out with a full voice, but remind people here in the space of the church to, you're allowed to hum, but we don't encourage singing, unfortunately. Today we celebrate the Solemnity of All Saints. It's a fantastic day. In fact, I have to ask Father John a quick question, so just a moment. Now that we've handled that, everything's planned well in advance here and at St. James. Tomorrow night, we will have a special mass here for All Souls Day, and that'll be available on Zoom as well. So please check our website at www.stjameswabash.org for the links to these things that are coming up. But tomorrow night, if you are attending, you need to sign up in advance. Online. Please rise.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. So happy feast day, everyone. Feast of all the saints. So I'm glad all the saints are here today. Especially greeting our new first-time attendees, the novices from the Dominicans. And we're so glad you could be with us today. Thank you for the first time that you're coming. The first of many, and we're going to be so blessed that we can all remember that God has named us the children of God. God has called us part of the family, and so what a great blessing it is that we can claim our identity today as the people of God. So let's turn to the Lord and ask that all of the nonsense that's out there doesn't cloud our vision of our true worth and our true value and our true identity as God's beloved. As we place ourselves in God's presence and ask to receive the gifts which God alone can give, the gifts of grace and mercy. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts
and in my words, in what I have done. And what I have failed to do, through my fault,
through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. The Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Then let us pray that our minds and hearts will receive that blessing which comes from God alone, of our true worth and value. Let us pray that Jesus, our elder brother, will walk with us on our journey of faith. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will fill our minds and hearts with wisdom and fortitude. Almighty ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merit of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of the reconciliation with you for which we earnestly long. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation. John, I saw John, another angel, come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who have been marked with the seal, 100, and 44,000 marked from every tribe of the Israelites. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord.
This is the people that longs to see your face. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. All the earth is yours, O God, the world and those who dwell in it. You have founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. Who can ascend your mountain, God, or who may stand in this holy place? Those whose hands are sinless, hearts are clean, and desire not the vanity of earth.
O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face.
receive your blessing, God. Their Savior shall reward them. Such is the face that seeks for you, that seeks your face, O God of Jacob.
O God, this is the people that longs to see your face. O God, this is the people that longs to see your face.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the Lord does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, the disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of hearts, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and order all kinds of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Tony's a young man. Just received an award. Best Small Businessman Award. But he owed it to, as he referred to it, his grandmother's eyes. You see, when he was young, he wasn't the best of kids. Couldn't sit still. Didn't know how to shut his mouth. His parents always telling him not to do stuff. Stop moving. Come over here, don't touch that. And for the summer, they would send him down south to spend time with his grandmother. A nice property down there at a farm. But the thing that changed his life was that his grandmother always complimented him publicly. Always say something to him. So when she introduced him to someone she knew or someone at church, she would say, he's very kind. He listens well. Or he's good with computers, and ask him to go and help people. Those things stuck with him. What she spoken to him came forth. He asked him that question when he was about to go to college. He said, Grandma, why were you always so kind to me? And she just looked at him and said, I see good in you, son, and I want to bring that forward. After he received his award at the age of 30, he owed it to his grandmother's eyes. She saw good in him. Today's gospel, Sermon on the Mount, things that our Savior spoke to us, not just to his disciples, but to all of us, all the believers, all that follow Christ. These things there we need to put in our mind, reflect upon, place in our hearts, so though it will be part of who we are in our lives. This scripture sets us on a journey, an inward journey, so that we can become a person who's thirsty for righteousness, find things in our lives that we need to move out the way so we'll be better at that. We'll be able to take the initiative to stand up for others. When we see injustice, we will speak out. It also gives us the opportunity to look at ourselves and we can one day show mercy to others. Find out what's in our lives and we need to move out the way so that mercy will grow and bloom in us. So we can step forth and aid others. Be a believer in Christ to make sure that the lives of others are cared for justly and with honor. Give us an inward journey we can be peacemakers. There are times of us we need to take initiative in our lives where we need to stand up for others, correct a wrong publicly, but sometimes in our own heart, find out what we need to do to better ourselves. This scripture is for us. Today is All Saints Day. This is literally our day. The day that we, the believers, those who profess Christ, those who walk the earth sharing their faith with others, trying to do what God has called them to do, All Saints Day. We look at those in our lives that aided us, from our grandmothers, our parents, uncles encouraged us to do good and be helpful at church, our teachers that inspired us to look deeper in things, to challenge ourselves to become more than what we thought we were able to do. Today that we be saints. There are people in our lives who are great mentors to us because they knew the route. They've been there. They've done that. They've seen things in this world that we've never seen, and they applied their faith to it. They lived out their faith within the struggles of their time. They lived out their faith within the struggles of their time. Just as we have to do today. Live out our faith in the struggles of our time. We are called to be believers. We are called to care for each other. We are called to live justly and honorably. Our faith is something that is very much needed today. We need our faith publicly in our streets, in our schools, in our political office, in our day-to-day lives. We need to witness our faith. People need to know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and that God is God. So, believers, saints, we know people need to be where God is. It's where sad people become happy, where bad people become good, where injured people are healed. So during this week, as you reflect on your life, as you wake up each day, ask yourself, what can I do to bring someone closer to God? Amen.
Together in professing our faith, I believe in one God, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate with the Virgin Mary, and became man.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with whom the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
What a blessing we have as people of faith, knowing that God always hears us whenever we call. So with confidence then, we turn to the Lord and present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, the communion of saints, that we may grow in holiness as we grow in faithfulness to the Beatitudes, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, that we may choose to the peacemakers, recognizing the image of God, even in their enemies, and encouraging the people that they lead to do the same, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that they may sustain the battle for justice and goodness and not lose heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who mourn, that they may find comfort in the Lord, to the support and compassion of family, friends, and our parish community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we, God's grace, we may continually pursue the ideals expressed in the Beatitudes, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us, in faith, especially Peter and Anna Morano and Ralph Garofalo, for whom this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all of our prayers, Heavenly Father, for we make them in the holy name of Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
Lord,
accept the sacrifice of your hand for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. May these offerings we bring in honor of the saints be pleasing to you, O Lord, and grant that, just as we believe the saints to be already assured of immortality, so we may experience their concern for our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For today, by your gift, we celebrate the festival of your city, the heavenly Jerusalem, our mother, where the great array of our brothers and sisters already gives you eternal praise. Through her, we eagerly hasten as pilgrims advancing by faith, rejoicing in the glory bestowed upon those exalted members of the church, through whom you give us, in our frailty, both strength and good example. And so we glorify you with a multitude of angels and saints, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you. By that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing. And he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body and one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with her husband, Saint Joseph, with the blessed apostles, Saint James, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, the order of bishops, all clergy and religious, and the entire people you have gained for your own. And listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you have summoned before you today. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you with their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, so that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace, the wave of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament, and I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder that receiving communion, we're going to keep social distancing, so I'd ask that you follow the direction of the ushers. They will lead you up to that spot right there, or right there, and there you'll have your hands sanitized, and then you come to receive the host, and then take a step to the left, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
Come to upon your shoulders. Take my yoke upon your shoulders. Come and learn from me. Learn from me. For I am gentle of heart. Come to me. Come to me. Come when you are weary. Come to me. Come to me. And I will give you rest. For the heart I hold is humble. Yes, the heart I hold is humble, and my yoke is easy, my burden light, and you will find rest for your souls. Come to me, come to me, come when you to me.
Let us pray. As we adore you, O Lord, who alone are holy and wonderful in all your saints, we implore your grace so that, coming to perfect holiness in the fullness of your love, may we pass from this pilgrim table to the banquet of our heavenly homeland through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As Dan announced at the beginning, tomorrow is All Souls Day and a chance to remember all our faithful departed. If you are coming in person, please go to the Sign Up Genius and let your name be listed there. And if you're coming virtually, you can just go to the website and there'll be a link for that. I just wanted to say one thing about the fact that we are trying to balance having some air circulating and not getting freezing everybody out. And so please feel free to wear your coats during Mass as we're trying to make sure the air is fresh so that we can dissipate some of the aerosols that might spread the disease and try and keep it warm at the same time. So. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of